Hey, y'all, it is Thursday, another episode of the Late Night Vision Show coming right up. This is episode 236, and if you're listening on any of the podcast-only versions, or I should say audio-only versions, or if you're watching on YouTube, however you're tuning in, thank you very much. We appreciate all your support, and give us a subscribe or thumbs up. We're going to bring in Jason, the owner of Outdoor Legacy. Jason, welcome, and congratulations. This is our last review of 2022. Is that right?
Scope that review? That's the plan, folks.
Okay.
So unless something changes here, mess with my microphone, I like to fall off. unless something changes and just something groundbreaking, this is the last scope review of 2022. We have a full line of shows planned out between now and, to be honest with you, it's actually probably all the way through January, because we've got all of the best of shows. I know we've been teasing those, keep saying we're going to do them, we're going to do them. They are going to start next Thursday. We'll be recording, starting the best of series of all of our personal favorite optics, and we'll be giving awards away like we do every year for those different optics. And then when we get into January, man, it's going to be SHOT Show, SHOT Show, SHOT Show, all the new stuff. And guys, I hate to say this, but we're going to be leaving some scopes and some optics unreviewed, some things that we really want to review. Real quick, I want to just say this because some of y'all may can see this and you can't see it all because I'm short. My T-shirt, since this is election week, my T-shirt says "Make Gas Prices Great Again." So that is this is my. I'm short, man. So you can just see. You can just say "Make Gas Prices." But I'll.
Why didn't you tell me this was special T-shirt day? I'd have got something a lot better.
Special T-shirt. My wife got me this T-shirt. So that's right. Make gas prices great again.
I like that.
So, all right, this week we're gonna review the Pulsar Thermion 2. XQ35. That's a big long name. Pulsar Thermion 2, XQ35. But I also want to show you real quick. I've got right here in my hands. I can barely get it in the screen. This is the Pulsar Thermion 2 XQ50 with the laser rangefinder. You can see the rangefinder here on the top. Okay, this is a scope Hans and I have been testing, as well as the same exact model, just the XQ50 without the laser rangefinder. So I want to run these down real quick. The XQ35 is what we're going to be reviewing today. That's going to be a 2.5 power base magnification scope. It's $3,299. The XQ50 is a 3 power, same scope, it's just a 3 power, and it's $3,799. And then you have the XQ50 LRF. Same scope, but it has the additional laser rangefinder, and it's $4,299. Another $500 to get that rangefinder. All three of these optics are already available in stock as of right now, us recording this, election week, November 2022. We've got them piled up, sitting on the shelf. You know, I said that. We might have sold out of the LRF. So I'm not sure. Stuff's been moving, but I know this. We've had a bunch of them. They're going to be coming in if we don't have them. So if you're interested in these XQ50s, give us a call, because we don't have time to review them before the end of the year. We really wanted to talk about the XQ35, though, before we closed out the reviews, because it's going to be a super, super popular scope, and we wanted to, you know, they want to leave you hanging on it.
Absolutely. So if you are in the boat where you say, you know what, I finally have memorized all of the Pulsar models and names, and you feel like you've got it all figured out, well, guess what? The XQ38 is gone. The Pulsar Thermion 2 XQ38 is gone and is now being replaced by the Pulsar Thermion 2 I'm trying to think of myself. XQ35 Pro. So you have a new model, and Jason, the XQ38 model number has been, it's been a staple
since the trail.
Yeah, for a long, long time, and that's going away and being replaced by the XQ35. So, what do they say about that?
What does who say? What do I say? What does Pulsar say? Does anybody care what I say?
It just sounded good. What does anybody say?
I don't know what the reasoning is for this. We'll clear this up right now. Probably answer a question for some people that are watching. I've already had some guys say, well, wait a minute. We're going from a 38 millimeter to a 35 millimeter. That's a downgrade. Guys, you got to get that daytime optic mentality out. It doesn't always work that way with these thermal optics. I promise you, you cannot tell the difference in a 35 and a 38 millimeter with all things being equal. These scopes aren't equal. The spoiler alert, the 35 has got a better image quality than the 38. So just forget it. The field of view stays the same, and we're going to get into all this, but don't worry about the 38 versus the 35. This scope is good to go. You will not know the difference. They could have lied to you until it was a 38 and you'd have believed it. It is a good scope, and it's hard to believe, though. You're right. We had the Trail XQ38. We had the Trail XQ38 LRF. That was a long time ago. Then we had the Thermion XQ38, Thermion 2 XQ38. It is. That's been around for a long time, and now we're to the 35.
So a lot of people also get concerned when when you kind of have to talk them off the ledge a little bit, but people get concerned when a manufacturer discontinues a model. There's this instant alarm or panic of, oh, well, it's discontinued because there's a problem with it. There's got to be a reason. Because they got rid of the XQ38 or it's discontinued, and it's not that it's discontinued forever. You know, Jason, the Trail, when the Thermions came out, it was the XM38, and then they switched back to the XQ38. So, you know, it may not be gone forever, but just because it was discontinued and they've moved it and they've got a new model number doesn't mean it is not an indication of the lack of quality of the XQ38 at all. Fantastic scope, but every couple of years, all manufacturers will revamp. They will re-release. They'll release new optics, new models all the time. It's just the cycle of business, and don't get concerned over that.
Yeah, I mean, I talked to a guy today on the phone about this. He was concerned not about this model, but another model. I was like, well, there's something wrong. Why the discontinue it? And I was like, how often does Apple come out with a new iPhone? How often does Ford and Chevrolet and Dodge change something in the trucks? I mean, every year there's got to be something different so they can justify whatever. And it's, you know what? It may not seem much to you or me today. Like, well, I would not go sell my truck to get the 2023 model. Well, that's understandable. I wouldn't go sell my XQ38 to buy the XQ35 today. But after about three models of that, you go, gosh, you know, there's a big difference. There's a lot of things I like there. So I think that's the same way. This is just an incremental inline upgrade. And again, another spoiler alert. If you got the XQ38, the Thermion 2, I would not go run out and sell it today to buy this.
I was about to say. Yeah, you gave away all the beans in the beginning of the show. But
y'all can just cut the show off right now. No need to watch anymore. Hey, listen, let's get into this review. We've already been kind of teasing y'all out. I want to say one quick thing before I jump into the specs. If you are looking for a night vision or a thermal optic, Hans and I would love to have your business. You can give us a call at Outdoor Legacy, 877-350-1818. You can go to our website, outdoorlegacygear.com. Hans and I pride ourselves on using every single optic we sell. Not just turn it on and look through it. We go out in the field. We hunt with them. We look at animals with them. We see how they perform in the different conditions. And we're here to help you. And we would love to have your business. So if you're looking at purchasing one of these scopes, you want to do business with Outdoor Legacy, you want to support the Late Night Vision show, but you're like, I really don't know exactly which one. You've got too many models. There's too much going on. That's what we're here for. You give us a call. We'll walk you through it. We'll figure out what works best for you based on, you know, we can ask you some simple questions, figure it out, make the recommendations, and then we'll be glad to help you with the sale, and we would love to have your business. So that is our shameless plug before we jump into the specs. Hans, anything you want to say before I get into rolling through these specs?
No, like always, you know, we're going to be rolling a little bit of video while we're doing the specs. We're also going to be doing the unboxing or what's in the box and also a walk around. So stay tuned for all that and all of our nitpicking dislikes and dislikes and likes at the end of the show. Dislikes and dislikes.
All right, here we go, folks. I got me a drink of water, so we're good. All right. Again, I'm going to say the big long name one more time. Thermi on 2 XQ35 Pro. From Pulsar. All right, here we go. The price is $32.99. It's a 384 by 288 thermal resolution sensor, 17 microns. And the claim to fame on this is it is a sub 25 NETD rating. Now, what does that mean in layman's terms? Because that's the only way I can give it to you. Is that that just means it is a more sensitive sensor. And that's a good thing. So that means that you're going to get more detail out of animals. You're going to be able, the scope or the sensor will be able to see smaller differences in heat. So that's a good thing. So any TD sub 25 millikelvin. It is a 35 millimeter objective lens. It is a fast F1.0 lens. It is a 2.5 power base magnification optically. It does have digital zoom that goes up to 10 power. Field of view is 56 foot at 100 yards. That's exactly what all of the XQ38s have ever been. All the way back to the trail, they've always been 56 foot at 100 yards. It's got an AMOLED display, 1024 by 768. Detection range, according to Pulsar specs, is 1,350 yards. Identification range, this is always one of those things Hans and I like to give our opinion on. We try to be realistic. We try to be conservative. You may get the scope. You may look through it, and you may say, man, it's nowhere near that far for me. You may get it and say, gosh, what's wrong with these guys? They need their eyes checked. I can see twice that far and identify. But our the way we come up with this number is what we feel is a reasonable, conservative distance that we can identify a hog or a coyote from a deer or a calf. And doesn't mean that you might not be able to tell a deer at a further range, or but this is a determining so that you could make a shot or a safe. This is a positive identification of what this animal is. And we would set that somewhere around the 3,350 range. I think there's some guys that would argue that it's going to be further than that after they use it. I think that's okay. But realistically, 3,350, I think, is very, very doable with this scope. Mm-hmm. Not saying we'd advise shooting that far, but again, scope's capable. Video and audio recording built into the unit. It's got, according to Pulsar specs, a 10-hour battery life. It does have a built-in Wi-Fi for the Stream Vision 2 app. It weighs, where is the weight? I wrote that down and it's not on my list here. What did I say? 30?
It was 31 ounces without the mount and the APS-2 battery. And then with the APS-2 and the 80M mount on it, just a little over 40 ounces altogether.
Yeah, that's right. And then the way Hans is going to show it, it's already going to have the American Defense mount on it. So, yeah, that's what that is. And then it is rated, recoil rating, 375 H&H, darn near an elephant gun, or a 12-gauge shotgun. So it's one thing we love about the Pulsars. They have some of the highest recoil rating out there. You're not just limited to a 308 or a 300 Win Mag, where a lot of the other calibers are. Does have picture in picture. It's got 5 zeroing profiles, 10 reticle options, 9 different colors, one shot zero, 8 color palettes. Guys, this thing's got everything you need and more. Mm-hmm. And the craziest part of it, I don't ever think about this with my electronics. It's hard to believe, but it's an IPS67 rating, which means you can drop this thing in the bathtub, 3 foot for 30 minutes, fully submersible, and it's warranted for that. Seems crazy. I don't advise it, but that's what Pulsar says. Yeah, so
you're not taking scopes back that have soap scum on it or anything. You can just dump that out. No returns.
Yeah, the bubble bath with your scope. We're not taking it back. No, but right. That's it. And okay. So, guys, that is the basic specs. Again, $32.99. Hans, right, let's see the walk around.
Yeah, so here we go. I'm going to tell you what's in the box first. It comes with this soft shell case. A lot of people ask what comes in the box because there's sometimes confusion on batteries and charging accessories and all that. So the first thing I want to let you know, it does come with a charging base. This is a two-port or two-battery charging case. This will charge the APS-2 and APS-3 style batteries. The APS-2 is the shorter battery. The APS-3 is the taller battery. It does come with one APS-2 battery. That's the battery that goes in the top, on the top turret. It does not come with what I would say an extra battery. It just comes with the one standard battery that goes in there. If you want to buy an extra battery, whether it be another APS-2 or APS-3, you can get on the website, outdoorlegacygear.com, and purchase one of those. It has an extra turret or battery cap that you put on top. So right now it's got the short battery cap for the APS-2. If you want to buy an APS-3 battery, which is going to be taller, it has the taller battery cap that you can use for the taller battery. Also, it comes with the rubber eye cup. It's magnetic. Goes on there very easily. Stays on there pretty dang good, too. I'm not going to lie about it. It'll stay on there better than you think, even though it's just magnetic. That's keeping it on there, but very strong. I'm having a hard time just pulling it off after putting it on there. This is just a little rubber cap that goes onto the end of the battery, the APS-2 battery, or fits APS-3, but it just protects the end of the battery where the connections are. Wall mount charger, or this is just the charger that plugs into the wall. And then obviously you got your USB-C cables. This is so you can hook it up to your computer, or you can plug it into the wall charger to charge the scope, and that will charge both batteries at the same time. Comes with a little cleaning cloth. There was a guy that I saw somewhere on a forum or somewhere, maybe on social media, that they were cleaning the lenses of their thermal scope with those Zeiss glass wipes. Don't ever use any cleaner, anything like that, to clean off the lens of your scope. Just use these little rags, or whatever they call them, these little lint-free rags that they provide. But don't put any, don't clean it with any chemicals or anything like that. But that is what's in the box. Taking a look at the scope, like Jason said, it is on the American Defense Manufacturing Recon mount that we sell. 2-throw lever, quick release mount. You can find it on the website for $199. Opening the lid, it's got a spring loaded hard plastic protective lens cover. So it's spring loaded. You push that button, it opens up all the way, and it flips around too. So if you're right handed or left handed, you can move this whole thing around so it's easier to open depending on which hand is dominant for you. You've got your menu button, your menu dial. This is how you get into your main functions. Obviously, your 3-button layout on top, very standard. If you have seen a Thermion, or if you have a Thermion right now, you could operate this thing in your sleep. Right here where it says XQ50, that's where your USB-C plug is. But that is it. I mean, same Thermion design. The only difference in what Jason and I were talking about before, the bell or the housing of this scope, it's in the same housing as the XP50 or the XQ50. It's that big bell housing, but it's got the 35 lens in it. So it's just a smaller lens in that bigger housing. Yes, it'll fit fine on an AR style rifle. That bell is not going to hit your rifle with this mount, the ADM mount. It'll be just fine. It's not going to hit, and definitely not on a bolt action rifle. It's not even going to get close to hitting your barrel on that. But that's it, Jason.
Okay. Well, that's a good walk around. So I'm wore out just listening. I tell you, I'm sure you're tired. All right. So what do we think about it, guys? We've already talked here in the beginning. I mean, we've loved the XQ38 for years. This is, again, nothing more than an inline upgrade. It's the next generation. And we love the Thermions. That's one thing that if you watch this show, we haven't been bashful about. We really, really like Pulsar. We've loved the Thermion design since it first came out. Hans and I have been sold out on it. We've been running all the Thermions, but specifically the XP50 models since the Thermions first came. I mean, we were not sure at first because we were running the trails. We're like, I don't know about this. And then, man, the first time we got the Thermions out, put them on the rifle, felt how good they were, and got to hunt with them, we've just been sold out since then. And so this optic is no different. It is just, you know, from the original Thermion, all this is just been, you know, upgrade after upgrade after upgrade, little bit at a time. And I tell you, I really, really like the optic. You know, the 2.5 power base mag is really a sweet spot. We'll kind of get into that, you know, towards the end of kind of who we think it's good for, but it's not too much. It's not too little. You still got a good field of view. Mm-hmm. I wish there were more 2.5 power optics out there. I think it's a really, really good middle ground. And, you know, a scope like this with all the different options and the features, there's nothing really this scope doesn't have. I mean, the things that people want to see in a scope, I think the scope's got every one of those options. I mean, obviously it doesn't have a laser rangefinder, but I don't think you need that. The people right. that are shooting a 2.5 power optic generally aren't going to be shooting, you know, the longer ranges to need it. If you do need it, that's in the XQ50 model. It is available. You know, you can upgrade and get that, and that's going to be in a 3-power scope. So that makes a little more sense probably for the guys that are going to be shooting a little longer and need that little extra bit of magnification. But overall, fantastic scope. Again, image quality is very good. I've been very impressed with this sub 25 millikelvin, the sensitivity that it has. Another thing I think is worth mentioning, and I don't want to get way off down in the weeds on this, but Pulsar, with this new firmware update, has now got multiple modes of changing the image quality. They're user modes. I'm going to say this, and it's going to be all wrong. But, you know, used to on the older Pulsars, we had rocks, trees, and the identification mode. And they've changed these to normal, high, and ultra. And to be honest, still doesn't mean much to you. You know, what you need to do is when you get one of these new Pulsars, is you need to play with it. You need to see what you like, see which one of these looks best to you. Another thing I really like about Pulsar is they got a lot of adjustments in the brightness and the contrast. I mean, you can run this thing way up or way down, where some of the other brands, you're very limited on your steps, like maybe only 5 steps of contrast or brightness. And Pulsar really widens that out, so you can make some big changes. And then one thing that I think is nice to have in here, I don't generally use it, but I know some people prefer it, is they have what's called a smoothing mode. I think that's what they call it, is the smoothing mode. Mm-hmm. And filter, it's just an option. Yeah, the filter. You can turn it off and on. And here's what it does. Some people are a little bit annoyed by how sharp the image can be. So when you look out there, you may say, oh man, the edges of that animal, they're just a little too sharp. Well, what that does is it helps you identify better. It's giving you a little more detail to figure out exactly what that animal is. But some people look at it and they're like, ah, I wish it was a little smoother. Boom, they got a filter. Just go in the menu, flip the little button to on, and you're good to go, and it smooths those edges out. I'll be honest, I like it better without it on, but I know some people prefer it. So it's, again, one of those things, you go play with it and see how you like it.
So let's talk a minute about those user modes, where it used to be rocks and forest, and now it's normal, high, and ultra. Because I want to give a shout out to Ludus from the factory, who we got a chance to spend some time with here again recently. And he does watch the show quite a bit. So
that's scary. Hey, it's the part I don't Ludus, like.
Ludus, I know you're watching right now, so thanks for tuning in. But he explained in our meeting when we were looking at this optic a while back, that those user modes. And I think I've been guilty of this. Maybe both of us have been guilty of it. But when you see something that says normal, high, and ultra, what are you going to put it on every time? I mean, you're going to crank that sucker up to ultra every time, because you think, well, if normal's
ultra's
good,
better.
Yeah, if normal's good, then ultra is going to be 10 times better. So that's not necessarily the way it needs to be. So if I remember correctly, the way that Ludus explained it was that normal is good for just your basic conditions, good weather, not terribly high humidity, you know, just normal conditions that are good. Ultra is going to be in conditions that are not as good. High humidity, you know, conditions that maybe some fog, maybe some light rain. So it doesn't, I would not turn the Pulsar scope on, this scope on, and automatically crank it up to ultra and leave it on ultra all the time, because I've gone out and tested it, and there are cases where normal looks better than the ultra mode. And if you've never seen a Pulsar scope, this makes zero sense to you. But we had to put it in because Ludus kind of gave us a talking to and called us out on it, because we recorded some videos in ultra when we probably, might have looked better in normal. But yeah, so anyway, yeah,
In our defense, I had it out of the box about 15 minutes. So I was like the kid at the candy store.
Exactly.
But yeah, I want to say this. Hans's definition and explanation of which mode to use when, I feel like we probably just dug a hole. That's probably wrong. Worse,
it's probably opposite. Maybe it's anyway, the key of the whole discussion is don't get it out of the box and put it on ultra and leave it on ultra 100% of the time, because that's not the way it was designed to be.
Don't flip every switch to on. Just because the switch is there doesn't mean it has to be flipped
on.
Exactly. You know, and this is what I tell guys about all these optics. And I know we're a little bit down a rabbit trail. I'm going to bring this back in. But one of the things that I get is, hey, what mode do you like, or what settings should I put it on? Guys, that is just so user specific. There are guys who I can set my scope just the way I want it, or you know, Ludus over there in Lithuania at the factory can set it perfect because he knows exactly how it ought to be. And, you know, you or I may look at it and go, no, turn this all on. And everybody has a different opinions, and it's your scope. You can run it how you want. And, you know, at the end of the day, there is no perfect way. Your eye, your opinion may be something different. So get out and play with them. But Hans is right. Don't automatically start flipping every switch. All right, let's do this. Let's talk about some of our likes and dislikes. And I'm going to be honest and say that there's never been a perfect thermal made. I mean, the day that happens, then I always say then everybody's going to go out of business, and you know, they're all just going to be one scope, and that has never happened. I don't think this is the perfect scope for everybody. But gosh, there's not many complaints about this scope. It's really, really good. And I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to say that, and I'm sitting here, guys, I'm looking at this XQ50 LRF, which it's basically, again, the same body, same design, same housing. I'm just looking at it. I mean, one of the very few things that I can come up with that you know, if I was, you know, had my magic wand to build the perfect scope, I guess I might change. And this is things that we hear from end users as well. I think I wouldn't have the internal non-removable battery. I think it would be nice if we could get that battery out. I understand why we can't. We also have other manufacturers who are now making a similar style scope, and you can't get their battery out either. I mean, it just is what it is. I think the other thing that I would prefer is, instead of having the APS-2 or the APS-3, I would love to have this be a generic battery that, you know, I can go buy at a battery store online and not have to be the proprietary battery. Again, I understand why Pulsar is doing what they're doing. They want to control the process. They want to know the quality of the battery that's going in there. And in their defense, these batteries are very affordably priced. They always have been. They've never gouged you on the batteries like, hey, here's a $3,000 scope and the batteries are $600 if you want another one. They've never done that. I mean, the you know, these APS-2 batteries, like the one that comes in here, they're $79. You know, it's $80. It's $99, $100 for the taller APS-3. So that's pretty affordable when you're considering it is a removable, rechargeable battery, lasts a very long time. And you're talking about putting it in a, you know, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 scope. I think that's pretty reasonable. But I think if there's one thing I could change, you know, it would be that. I'll go ahead and bring this up because it is a question that a lot of first-time Thermion buyers bring up. I say first time because a lot of guys continue to buy Thermions, and after the first time, this doesn't seem to be the question. hey, what happens to that internal battery? I mean, what if that thing goes dead? What happens? Well, here's the good news. The good news is it's going to be covered under your 3-year warranty. And after that warranty, Pulsar USA has said that they will replace that battery, send the scope in, and for some normal, reasonable fee. Okay. Mm. So they're going to have to crack the scope open, pull the battery out, put a new battery in. I don't know what that fee is going to be or what it is, but they've said it would be reasonable. And they're not going to be trying to gouge everybody to do it. I mean, it will require some hardware work to get the, get the eyepiece off, pull the battery out, put another one in. So the question is, hey, how big a deal is this? It's got an internal battery. What am I looking at? Well, again, obviously, I think if we all had our way, and including, Pulsar at the factory, I think everybody would prefer not to have that internal battery. But Thermion's been around now going on 4 years, and we're seeing very, very few of these scopes that the battery's dying. I mean, I think they're good to go. I don't see a big problem. Well, eventually, could you have a problem? You could. Another good thing to know is that if that battery dies inside of there, the scope still works. The top removable battery works. You can plug it into this USB port on the side, a battery pack, and run it. So I'll be honest, it would not be my concern, but I would say overall, I guess if there's one thing I could change, that would be it. Hans, do you have any other, complaints that you think are worthy of bringing up?
What we talked about, and to answer your question, no, I don't. I mean, really, the battery in the past are really one of our few negatives with the Thermion was the battery life, and they've listened and they've improved the battery life, and they've done a good job doing that. So, it's a very, generic dislike about the internal battery, but there are other scope manufacturers that have similar style of scopes. Like you said, with internal batteries, it just has to do with the design and space and trying to fit everything in there and make an optic that has decent battery life. So
I always tell people this, if you don't like it, pretend it's not there and don't use it, because if they didn't put it in there, that's exactly what it would be like. You know, if you want to give up 4 or 5 hours of runtime, just pretend it's not there, because like I said, you don't have to use it. But let's talk about the pros, because this scope's got a lot of pros.
Yeah.
I'm going to start this because I talked about the negatives, so I want to say something positive here, redeem myself. Mm-hmm. I think if I have one major... No, I'm not going to have one. I'm going to have two. I got to have two majors, and I'll let you take over after this. I'm going to take the two big ones.
Okay.
One, I think, is the overall fit, finish, and design. When you pick up a Pulsar product, you know it, okay? Mm-hmm. These are legit scopes. They are very, very finely made. You're spending this kind of money, this is what you expect to get. I mean, the rubber, the feel of everything, the housing, these are the real deal, okay? Mm-hmm. I mean, you're not going to get this and feel like it's just a cheap pile of junk. They are very, very nicely made, and I think when you get it, you're going to go, I'm glad I made this purchase. And I think even putting it up against other manufacturers and other brands, even some scopes that are way more expensive than these, you're getting that Pulsar fit and finish that they're known for.
Absolutely.
And I think that the other thing is just the ease of use. Pulsar has been improving for years the menu and the general user interface of the scope. So when you're in that menu and scrolling through things and making changes, it's very easy, very intuitive. The things in this menu now look so, I can see the similarities back to like in 2013, 2014, when we were really first getting into the Pulsar optics. A lot of the thermals and the night vision was still really big then. That menu is very similar to this. And what they've done is they've just, again, built and improved. And so when you pick up one of these and you had a model that's 2 or 3 years old, you may think, well, there's only a little bit of difference in the menu. But you go back 5, 6 years, you go, oh, I see the difference. You go back 8, 9 years, you really see the difference. So it's those It's that longevity in the market and constantly inch by inch improving. And so when we talk about this, you know, well, why they just come out with a new model every couple of years? It's these small little changes and yep. then over time add up to be a lot. So I think that's really nice. The ease of use. We've got a lot of people, Hans knows this, a lot of guys call, maybe they're older, maybe they're new to thermal optics, and they say, man, I'm just nervous. I'm not going to be able to figure it out. I want something that's easy to control. Man, I can always know that if I put them in a Thermion and I point them that direction, they're going to figure it out. It's not mm-hmm. going to be hard. The menus, the buttons, the scroll mm-hmm. wheels, they're very intuitive. They're easy to use. And so, again, my two big pros, and I've got some more. I'll see what Hans mm-hmm. comes up. But it's going to be fit, finish, overall build quality, and ease of use.
Yeah. So I would say my likes is with the new Pro sensor, that 25 or under 25 millikelvin NETD sensor, it does have a better picture image. This is the best $3,300 scope that Pulsar has ever produced as far as picture image. If you have the Trail XQ38, if you have the Thermion, the original Thermion XQ38, this is an improvement in the picture quality, a big improvement mm-hmm. from what you got right now. And yes, it's definitely worth the upgrade. If you've got a scope, an entry-level scope, this is definitely worth the upgrade. If you want a buddy scope, if you want a very good first-time scope, you know, that something of quality that's going to last a long time, this is a very, very good purchase and a good choice. I would say the one of the best things that I love about this design of scope and why they went to the Thermion design, so many people now, a lot of you are coyote hunters, want the option to be able to hunt with a bolt action rifle and with an AR style rifle. This style of scope, the Thermion scope, will fit perfectly and have great eye relief on any type of rifle that you want to put it on, as long as that rifle has a Picatinny rail. So obviously it'll fit on any AR style rifle, but if your bolt action rifle has a Picatinny rail, or if you want to put a Picatinny rail on it, you'll be able to mount this scope on it and it'll fit and feel just like a daytime, your favorite daytime optic. So that's the great thing about this style. But what Jason said, the fit and finish, you just know when you're using a Pulsar scope the way it feels yeah. when you go through the menu. You can tell that it's a higher level of attention to detail. And that's something we've always said from the beginning about Pulsar. You know, I think also, although Pulsar in the United States is a very, very large company, I would say that they are still in tune and in touch with their consumers, and they are constantly improving, like you said, Jason, these small incremental improvements over time end up to be very large improvements. And what you look at what you have here versus, I just keep thinking about the Trail XQ38, which is a scope that I used very early on in my career doing this. I mean, the advancements since then is just phenomenal. The picture image, the features, everything mm-hmm. you're getting, it's just a night and day difference almost. But I think that, again, this is the best $3,300 scope, or under $3,700 under the XQ50. This is the best one that they've ever produced as far as picture quality. We really struggled to find any negatives with this scope, like we do so many times, but this one was extra challenging.
It is, and I've got two more quick things that I want to mention. One is the audio with the video recording. Guys, I don't think this is the end of the world for most guys, but there are a lot of people out there that they really, really want audio recording, and that's a hang up. We'll be talking to them on the phone to say, does whatever scope have audio recording? No, or yes, yeah. but it's not any good.
Yeah.
Here's the thing about the Pulsars. If you want audio recording and you want good audio recording, these are the scopes for you. The audio is very good. It's the best audio you're going to get.
And probably the best audio in a thermal scope, digital scope that you're going to find, for sure.
Period. The audio is fantastic. So again, if that's a big deal to you, you want to look at the Pulsars. Second mm-hmm. thing, you know, I don't talk about this much because I don't use them a lot, but I will say the Wi-Fi streaming app, which is the Stream Vision 2, that's what mm-hmm. works with all these newer optics. It has been greatly improved. I mean, over the original Stream Vision app, I really like it. It works very quickly, works very well. Again, I'm not an app guy. I don't do a lot of streaming to my phone. I'm normally hunting by myself. It's just not my thing. I'm still old school. I like to pull the photos off or the videos off straight to my laptop. We've had issues where I pull them off to my phone and then I forget which scope it is because I've got so many Pulsar optics.
That's never happened in the last two weeks.
I've sworn that off now because when you save them to your camera roll and you're using five or six different Pulsar optics, it just looks like a Pulsar video. So anyway, there's that. But anyway, love the Stream Vision 2 app. Now, we got to wrap this thing up. So I'm going to roll into who is this optic good for? And here's my opinion. I think generally speaking, the hog hunter is who this is designed for. I think the 2.5 power base mag is going to do you good, whether you're hunting in that 20, 30 yards, or you're needing to shoot 200, 250, maybe even further on occasion. I think the sweet spot for this scope is going to be that 30 to 150. Now, don't get me wrong. You can clearly shoot 200, 250, no problem with the optic. But again, it's the sweet spot. When you zoom up one time, you've still got a good usable image, and you're at 5 power base mag. If you're going to be shooting a lot at that 150, 200, 250, I think that's a place where maybe you go to the XQ50. You get that 3 power. Then when you zoom up, you're at 6 power. That's going to be significantly more. But again, it doesn't mean that coyote hunters and varmint hunters can't use this. But I think if you know right off the bat, hey, man, every shot I take is going to be out there at 100, 150 plus. Well, yeah. I think you probably need to look at the XQ50. Mm-hmm. I think this is definitely going to be for the guy who, on average, is keeping most of those shots, you know, under that 150 mark. Yeah. And it's a really good all-around scope. Hans already got into it. I'm not going to beat the dead horse about, you know, put it on bolt guns, put it on AR-15s. It's very, very versatile platform. So maybe you're going to do some coyote hunting and you're going to do some hog hunting. You know, maybe I think this is the kind of scope that can, you know, I don't want to say do it all. I don't want to say this is the one size fits all because, again, no scope is one size fits all. But if you ask me, I'm going to say hog hunters or predator coyote hunters that are generally shooting a little bit closer. You know, they're not guys probably out there in the Northwest where they can, you know, or the Midwest where you're on a section and you can see a mile and there's not a single tree, you know, maybe not the best optic for you there.
So have you ever seen the shirts and stuff now that say one size fits most or the hat one size? They always got to leave themselves a little bit of wiggle room that they can say, right. Well, it doesn't fit everybody, but it fits most people. Yeah, this scope is I think fits a lot of people. Like I say, if the vast majority of your shots are under 150 yards, and when I say vast, I mean you rarely ever take a shot over 150 yards, I would definitely a 2.5 power, whether you're hog hunting or if you're a coyote hunter and you're hunting in tighter cover, you know, smaller fields, not huge vistas and terrain like a lot of you have up in the in, you know, Idaho and South Dakota and all that. But I think you nailed it right on its head, Jason. I screwed that saying.
You know what? A broken clock is right twice a day. So I'm glad that I got one right.
But so I'll go ahead and roll out. How about we do this, Jason? We're going to switch it up.
Go for it.
All right. So if you're looking to purchase the Pulsar Thermion 2 XQ35 Pro, hop on over to OutdoorLegacyGear.com. You can also call and talk to me or Jason if you want to buy an optic. If you say, you know what? I am ready to go. I've been messing around with this too long. I need some help deciding, and I need to get an optic so I can jump out in the field and start hunting. Give us a call, 877-350-1818. We would love to help talk you through the process. A lot of people say, I can't believe you called. And, you know, they just figured it would be somebody else in our office. But no, Jason and I will call everybody that calls during the day. It's a lot of calls, but I don't think we've hardly ever left anybody hanging from one day to the next without a call back at least. So we're in the office with a phone glued to our head all day, every day to take your questions and help you with your purchase. And that's an important thing to us. 877-350-1818. If you want to find more episodes of the Late Night Vision Show, thelatenightvisionshow.com is the best place to find our whole catalog of episodes. thelatenightvisionshow.com. You can find Jason on Facebook, Instagram, and on YouTube, Outdoor Legacy Gear. You can find me on YouTube and on Instagram, HansETX on YouTube, HansETX on Instagram. We are putting out content a lot, not consistently. It just depends on when we got stuff going on. Really, the show takes a lot of precedent for what Jason and I do, that and running the business day to day and selling scopes. But a lot. But especially this time of year, it is busy, folks, and we have you to thank for that. A lot of you supporting the show, supporting hog hunters, coyote hunters in general. But we thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
All right, guys. Listen, hope you enjoyed this review. Again, unless something late breaking comes out, we plan on this being the last review of 2022. We will start rolling into the best of and throwing out those crystal awards that we give out every year. And we're getting ready to do that now. So we hope to see y'all back here every Thursday on YouTube or any of the podcast apps where you might be listening, or Facebook if you're watching there. And we really, really appreciate all your support. We appreciate your purchases from Outdoor Legacy. We appreciate all the kind words and the comments that y'all leave for us. It means a lot to Hans and I. So between now and then, y'all stay safe in the fields and keep making those bacon pancakes.